بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها، قدوس سبوح رب الأملاك والروح، قدوس سبوح رب الأملاك والروح، لله الأسماء الحسنى ندعوه بها.
Now, I would like to invite the chairman of the board of director, trustees, Hujjatul Islam, Maulana Hur Shabiri, to come forward and address the gathering.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi qasim al-jabbarin. مبير الظالمين مدرك الهاربين نكال الظالمين صريخ المستصرخين والصلاة والسلام والتحيات والإكرام على الرسول المسدد والنبي الأمجد والمصطفى الأحمد حبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آله الأطيبين الطاهرين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. سيما بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين وهو أصدق القائلين وقوله الحق. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا قوامين لله شهداء بالقسط، ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم على ألا تعدلوا، اعدلوا هو أقرب للتقوى، واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Honorable guests, my fellow scholars, dear brothers and sisters, mu'minin mu'minat, salamun alaikum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I begin with one of the verses of Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala call the people, those who are believer. O who you believe, be persistent, standing firm for the cause of Allah, witnesses injustice, and do not let the hatred of people prevent you from being just. Be just, that is nearer to the piety, and fear Allah. Instead, Allah is all aware of what you do. In the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the source of justice, who created the whole world based on justice, who made justice as a support for mankind. Peace and the blessing be upon his beloved Prophet, symbol of his justice, the messenger of justice, the leader of all prophets, and mercy upon the world, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And his infallible progeny, who are the leaders of the justice. Blessings of Allah be upon the Imam, who is in occultation, awaited for justice. The one who is the son of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who will erase all falsehood and injustice. The Imam of our age, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. Peace and blessing be upon those individuals who strive for the cause of divine justice, and those who have already sacrificed their lives for this noble cause. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless their souls. For the souls of shuhada, please say a salawat. Salam and peace upon those shuhada who were the target of unjust bullets of enemy, and peace and blessing be upon Imam of the Shuhada, who inspired and renewed the life for the people of the world. I mean Imam Khomeini Rizwanullahi Ta'ala Alayh. For the soul of Imam Khomeini, please say a loud salawat. Peace and blessing be upon all of you, my dear brothers and sisters, and muhtaram attendants of this conference, the largest gathering of the Ithna Ashri community in the North America. And my salam upon all those who have traveled from the long distances. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you best of the rewards for this long travel and your hardships in this journey. My dear brothers and sisters, congratulations for the blessing of month of Sha'ban and its celebrations from the beginning of this holy month till the upcoming birthday of the final successor of the Prophet. Here to the old prophets and imams, the hope of the oppressed people of the world and symbol of the grace of Almighty Allah, Imam Zaman, Ajjalallahu Farajahu Sharif. I would humbly like to welcome all of you in the 8th annual conference of the Muslim Congress under the title of Divine Justice in this city of Dearborn, Michigan. My fellow mu'minin, mu'minat, your sincerity, your efforts, and your steadfastness with the unity encouraged us to continue serving for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we hope in the future also your support will be continued that we can serve this cause. We are opening our conference in the era when Islam has become a most popular religion of the world, with 2 billion adherents, and it's awakening the nations within the with the message of justice and peace. In the past years, we were witness of great Islamic awakening wave that have continued through this year as well, and Muslim world is rediscovering its Islamic values. In the other corner of the world, people are thirsty to learn about truth and reality, and scores of people have already converted towards the divine religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Islam. But that has triggered a feeling of Islamophobia for those who find themselves answerless to the logical and just solution of Islam. The media has played a planned negative role to increase their phobia within the general public of these countries. Muslim Congress has decided to hold this conference with the name of Divine Justice to introduce the very basic fundamentalism of Islam within the society, which is society thirsty to learn about Islam. Our mission is to spread the awareness about the justice and peace, promote a life of harmony among all the ranks of the society. Our mission is to erase all types of the misconceptions caused by negative propaganda of various media outlets. My dear brothers and sisters, Muslim Congress is for all followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and all the people of conscience residing in the United States. Our goal is to form a community believing and practicing the pure Muhammadan Islam without compromising on its values. Muslim Congress is not just an organization, as many may think, that one may feel he is or he is not part of Muslim Congress. Muslim Congress is not a group. Instead, symbolizes and strengthens the one ummah concept of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We consider all the lovers of Quran and Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam to be a community, and we expect from all mu'mineen to please consider it like that, as your own ummah and your own community. We started our journey only 8 years ago, and we believe we are at the first phase, and we have a long way towards achieving a desired goal. It is our honor during this short period, with the help of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with the support of the community, MC has become widest national Itnashri representative organization with its roots and influence in entire North America. And today's gathering is one of the witnesses of that. Alhamdulillah, we have been able to introduce and run various projects, like holding a network of family camps in every time zone throughout the America, all over the year, and within the United States. Hayat 360, Justice 360, and Muslim Congress Education Board are just to name a few. The Muslim Congress Education Board has been successful to complete its first ever comprehensive all new Islamic studies course for our regular schools from beginning KG to the 12th grade. Please say a loud salawat. We also offer the Heavenly Match service that provides much needed help regarding the marriage issues of interested youth within the conference. I know many successful stories of young couples who have married through this service. Also, we are planning to have this service available throughout the year, inshallah ta'ala. Would like to launch a professionals forum within the next year, where we will be needing your help, inshallah, and help of Imam Zaman Ajallahu Farajahu Sharif. Muslim Congress has provided support to the innocent, oppressed civilians of the world and proudly stands for the cause of justice by releasing statements, calling for peaceful protests, and sending petitions to the concerned parties throughout the world. Muslim Congress Conference is one of our major projects. It has become a continent-wide meeting venue and symbolizes the hope for entire community in the North America under the leadership of pious scholars. And today again, long journey of Mu'mineen from North America and Canada is witness for this mission of Muslim Congress. Please say one more salawat. My fellow Mu'mineen, for all these activities and other activities that are being planned, we need your help and support. We urge our Mu'mineen to help us in every way possible, even if they can volunteer for one of the projects for the few hours. That is valuable for us. At the end, I would like to thank all the honorable scholars, guests, the community leaders, and all respectable Mu'mineen for participating in this conference. I hope you enjoy your stay at the Muslim Congress Conference. I would like to recognize Board of Directors of Muslim Congress, all the volunteers for our organization, for the continuous mukhlis effort throughout the year to make Muslim Congress as a success, to encourage our Board of Directors and all the volunteers, those who are giving this service, please say a salawat. I request all of you to please remember to give us your constructive feedback, suggestions and ideas. And I hope that during this blessed month of Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the du'as of all you Mu'mineen and Mu'minat, this conference will be another success. And inshallah, we will be able to cross another milestone to advance towards the upcoming year. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this conference a sincere step towards fulfilling our fariza, our responsibility in the cause of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept this effort from all of us. I pray before Almighty that the Imam of the age be happy and peace with all of us. Ghafarallahu lana wa lakum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.